B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Kids, I hope you're listening because there was a very important lesson to be learned over the weekend from Antonio Brown, who's now on the Patriots. And that lesson is, if you're not getting what you want, you need to act up and be loud.
Throw a tantrum.
Throw a tantrum until you eventually get your way. That's how you win in life. That is the lesson here, children.
Is it?
It is, Pebbles. Because now...
Case in point.
Yeah, case in point. Because now Antonio Brown is a member of the Patriots. Now, if you don't know who Antonio Brown is, Pebbles, I know that you're...
Well, I know his name because that's all anyone was talking about. Yeah. And I know he was on two other teams. And I don't know... And everyone was like fighting on social media about why he should or shouldn't be here. And I don't know why.
And for other people who may not know him, too, if you just happen to be an avid like pop culture enthusiast, he was on a season of Dancing with the Stars and did amazingly well.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that either.
So he is a world-class wide receiver. And he was...
Top three in the league.
Yeah, and he was on the Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
Or whatever they are now. I don't know. What are they? Still Oakland?
Yeah. And he wanted to leave, right?
And he wanted to leave.
Okay.
And so... He politely asked to be released by doing things like not showing up to practice and complaining.
Called the owner a racist term.
Called the owner a cracker. And eventually he got released from the team and immediately signed with the Patriots a few hours later.
Which, you know, if it was any other team except the Patriots, we would all be pissed off too.
Listen, I... 100% understand why people hate the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't understand why people hate this team, you're just being stupid. Because they literally get everything they want. It's a beautiful thing to witness when you're in the inside. When you're on the outside, it's frustrating. It makes you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing. Now, is it the greatest lesson for kids? No, but who cares? You know what? Every now and then you get this. It is a good lesson for, you know, I take that back. It is a good lesson for kids.
Is it?
Yeah, because every now and then you're going to see somebody get what they want by doing things that maybe aren't the nicest things.
And the lesson is?
Well, give me a second. I'll think of it.
Let's reward bad behavior. Yay!
Give me a second. I'll think of it. Hey,
as long as we can benefit from it.
And for any other world-class football players out there, Bill Belichick has a message to you. Now, he's going to refer to himself as Robert in this, and he's going to refer to the Patriots as America, but just listen.
Do you have your passport?
Oh my God.
Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with
to the Patriots?
To America?
I can't.
Patriots.
Do you have your passport?
You don't even need a passport. It's a beautiful thing about it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.